So you're worried about your kids online. Well, the most important thing is the privacy setting, or My Friends Only, as it's called in Snapchat, or private in Digital Wellbeing on TikTok. This is the key to starting the rollback and improvement of your kids' safety online. Most kids, especially kids up to about 10 years of age, are quite happy to set their online settings to private. They're quite happy to cooperate with their parents in this. And as far as I think, the most important thing you can do when you agree to allow your child download a social media thing is to say, okay, I want to be responsible for managing your friends and who follows you and how many friends that you have. And the key part to all of this is the open and honest approach that you develop. So that is real name, real age, real pictures, limited friends, which you control, because your kid is using the product illegally, because they're not supposed to be using it till they're over the age of 13. And therefore, you're kind of responsible for them. And you want to make sure that they're just talking to their friends, just like they do in real life on the street. So at the back of all of this, propping all of this up, is the privacy setting, and privacy must be switched on. That simply means that all the stalkers and weirdos out there can't get in touch with your kid. That's it. Only kids, only friends, and no strangers. And that's a great thing. The trouble is when they get to more than 10 and they start becoming tweenagers, or whatever we call that, 11 and 12 years of age, and suddenly they want to expand, and it's a litmus test for popularity, and suddenly safety is in second place, and the kids want to be popular, they want to be seen out and about online, they want to gather likes. It's kind of a harvest festival for likes. But that's where the trouble starts, and Facebook say, and they have the maths on this, that kids who have open profiles and lots of followers are much more likely, at least 5 times more likely, I think the actual number is 7 times, more likely to get bullied. And it's a horrible fight to have with your own kids, because you know you want them to grow up, but you want them to be safe. You want them to be popular, but you want them to be safe. And kids and parents are always going to fight over this, but the only battle worth having on this is insisting that until your kid is 13 years of age, that they follow the rules, which is private, private, private. My Friends Only on Snapchat, and in TikTok it's called private, privacy. And in TikTok as well, follow the digital well-being and just switch on restricted mode and time limit them, say, to 2 or 3 hours a day. And that'll give you a little bit more security as well. At least they'll stop using it. But that's the cornerstone. Privacy is where it's at. It's called the profile settings, and in profile you define your name, your picture, and what your privacy setting is going to be. And don't forget, it's always private. And social media profiles is an issue that I think schools need to get on top of. And obviously with GDPR and political correctness these days, schools are very reluctant to encroach into this area and give the message out to kids. I think some teachers are prepared to do it, but in my experience, an awful lot of schools are afraid to go near this. Parents don't understand the consequences, and they're not really prepared to put down firm guidelines. But the firm guideline is, and this isn't a Be Secure Online warning, this is a police warning. This is what the police are saying around the world. We need the kids who are not protected by law, because they are illegally using these things, to be safe on these portals. And the only way to be safe is to have the strongest possible privacy settings. We don't want 9, 10, 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds out there with 1,400 followers. And many kids find it quite easy, especially if they spray their social media about a bit loosely, to get 2,000 or 3,000 followers. And that's a nightmare scenario. That's 50 kids that your kid knows, and say 1,950 if it's 2,000 followers, that she or he doesn't know. And of course that's going to bring grief. So this is one of the cornerstones of the sensible, safe, mature approach to social media. And it's a discussion parents and schools need to have more rigorously with kids, and say, you know, you're living in my house, I need you to be safe, I need you to follow my rules. I don't want you having multiple accounts. Those accounts that I do allow you to have I want you to be safe on. And I want you to share all of your accounts with me. And those accounts that I see, I want set to private. And threaten them with a very simple social media ban if you discover other accounts where they're not following your house rules. And it's your home, and it should be your social media rules. You're not saying they can't be on it. You're just saying their key setting within profile, privacy, needs to be switched on. And that is the minimum standard for social media in your household. And it's that simple. We have dozens of articles on this on our website, Be Secure Online. Just slide over to blog or to any of the other articles listed on the site, and you can read this through. And we even show you how to do it with pictures and guidelines on Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok, and indeed on Facebook, where all adults should be following the same thing as well. So with that, head on over to our blog section, check it all out, and switch Swiss privacy settings in profiles to private in TikTok and my friends only in Snapchat. Thank you. Bye.